Turkey Burger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org. Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and SLBRadio.org/radio.
He's running with the boys in a backstreet gang, wilding in the city, doodling, doodling. Don't know why things never change. We're running out of time. We're getting out of range. Hey boys, what are you fighting for? Yes, it's easy to say no more madness, but it's hard to stop. Whoa. But it's hard to stop.
From the Saturday Light Brigade Veterans Day and Memorial Day Library. It's Memorial Day weekend, and we have more songs for the weekend coming up, interspersed with other songs. The Sound Hound has found his way to us. Are you here? Indeed he is, and he is going to challenge us with the sound to identify momentarily.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Our new Youth Media Center calendar is out for June. On it, you will find schedules for daily workshops Monday through Thursday, as well as on Saturdays. They are free. They're designed for teens, and you can see the whole schedule, print it, download it, place events on your own calendar, ymc.slbradio.org. ymc.slbradio.org. I have to tell you before I forget that on Wednesday of this past week, I had the pleasure of emceeing BuildFest, a program that is put together by build.org. It's kind of like Shark Tank, where students have spent a whole year developing ideas for inventions or programs that they end up pitching to a panel of adults, and they have adult mentors throughout the year. Wednesday was the grand finale. Pittsburgh Westinghouse took top honors. Beaver Area High School also placed, as did Urban Pathways Charter School. It was really a lot of fun to be part of that event and an honor to be the MC for it. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It looks like the Sound Hound is ready to allow us to deliver a sound to you. It always gets all big and bold when we do that. You gonna give it to me, boy? Here it is. I've got it. And here is the sound that he's brought for us this week. We'll see if you can identify this. Four, one, two, 205-975. 412-205-975. I think it would be nice to hear it again, wouldn't you? Here again is the Sound Hound that was brought to us. Four one two 200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. A terrific song called Old Friends.
Red and I go way back to the start of second grade. We met in the schoolyard where all the games are played. I was it, I tagged him, I guess I tagged too hard. He slugged me and there we were, rolling around the yard. You know we got over that, I don't remember how. Became the best of friends, that's all that matters now. Red's the only one still here of all my childhood friends. One by one they pass away, every good thing ends.
Old friends
last forever.
Fade away.
Red and I played baseball. We sang tenor in the choir. We dated two Smith sisters, living high but aiming higher. We were close as brothers, and then one awful day, Vietnam, a completely different man. He'd seen things he didn't think I'd ever understand. For a couple years we seemed to go our separate ways, till one tearful, fearful night we remembered better days. Sinking slowly, we're not young men anymore. Memories seem sweeter than they ever did before. We're back there on that playground we both remember when. I touch him on the arm and whisper, "Tag, you're it again, old friend."
Is C. Daniel Bowling with Old Friends here at the Saturday Light Brigade. The guesses are coming in, and we're doing our best to keep up at 412-200-5975. Don't stop guessing. We're doing just fine. And a guess of tearing off saran wrap came in from Bill in Homer City at 412-200-5975. John in Economy just guessed clear packing tape. It does kind of sound like that. Here it is again, by the way. And let's hear what Drew and his family have guessed. Otis and Larkin thinks that it might be a zipper. They both think it could be a zipper. It sort of sounds like that. Larkin also thought a person eating crackers. Otis then thought of a Ziploc bag. None of those things. Kathy just guessed opening an envelope. I can hear all of these sounds. Brian in McCandless has a packing tape being applied to a box. Rich in Edinburgh, you are the very first person to get it right after quite a few guesses. Aline in Maine thought it might be pulling apart cellophane or that's a new word of some kind. What is cellophane? That's what you... That's a cellophane case would be a... cellophane or cellophane. Ali thought it might be pulling apart cellophane. There I go again. Cellophane packaging. John and Carrick has a guess of tearing a rag. Kara in Brookline thought it might be unwinding tape. And Kara mentioned that the sound hound is digging very deep for this sound. And I told her, actually... this particular sound does not require any digging at all. It's So maybe that's helpful. It requires no digging at all. Tommy, you thought it could be unwrapping a plastic-wrapped package. Caden thinks it sounds like playing with a sneaky sound-making slime. Sneaky sound-making slime. I liked saying that. And Caden's mom, Annie, thinks it sounds like pulling and tearing off a piece of plastic wrap. It is not that. But another great guess. And that gets us almost up to date. There are a few more coming in, and Ricky's answering a lot of telephone calls at 412-200-5975, and the calls keep coming in. Here comes the sound again. If the sound hound, if you would please, sound hound. Here it is, one more time. Tommy in Virginia just came up with the correct answer. Richard on the north side has a guess of Velcro. And Kathy and Jack also have a guess of Velcro. Stu says, peeling the plastic wrap off of the DS200 voting machine at the start of election day. And as somebody who worked in the polls in Pennsylvania on Thursday or Tuesday of this past week, I can relate. Yes, the DS200, that's the big machine that you put your ballot into. And it's got about that much packing on it. Jim in Crefton Heights says, maybe tearing a bed sheet? No. Kathy has a guess of Velcro. I mentioned John and Carrick has tearing a rag. Nick in New York City cellophone is the risk of listing guesses on the phone. Or wait, let's see, Jesse of Point Breeze has twisting a balloon. That's a great guess. Lots of guesses coming in. You can continue to call as much as you would like. Here's Rick back in Highland Park. And he wonders if it's tearing open the shrink wrap for a very, very large steak or chicken or vegetables for the Memorial Day grill. You're on the right track. We're going to keep this going for a little bit more as I reveal some other answers that have been coming in. Bruce has a guess of packing tape. It's not packing tape. Sounds like packing tape. Linda and Collier, half of the dynamic duo, has a guess of masking tape. Bruce has opening shrink wrap or opening candy. None of those is it. 412-200-5975. Christine is in Slippery Rock. Hi, Christine. She thought it might be chopping broccoli or cabbage. You're sort of somewhat on the right track. Bill in Homer City also thought it could be a blood pressure cuff. I believe Carla has the correct answer. She's going to join us in a minute, but let's give you another chance. Or 1-888-752-7234. Here's James. James thought it could be lighting charcoal. It's not lighting charcoal. Good guess from him. He has another guess. Oh, a zipper, as in Kennywood's open, as they say around these parts. It's not that. Good guesses, James. So nice to hear from Christine in Slippery Rock this morning. And here comes Richard tearing off cabbage leaves. Richard, you are getting dangerously close, or comfortably close, to the correct answer. Sharon just got the right answer. Sounds are her thing, you know. That's Matt's mom, Sharon, with the correct answer. And Ross and Glenshaw just got it correct as well. And Brian in Munhall, good morning. Brian got the answer correct as well. And Carla, I'm so glad you are here with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I shouldn't be. I fell asleep. I'm grading finals. And
You're
little sleep.
You're grading finals, and you fell asleep grading finals. That says a lot for your students.
Boring. I was just so tired that I just...
It is hard. You know, I only graded papers in college, at least for two semesters, and it was really hard to grade papers. It was a little tiring.
Well, these were orals, and what happened was I fell asleep, and then my head flopped over on the computer, and my screen reader started to talk and woke me up.
Oh, no. Wake up, wake up. That would be...
It just kept on going, 0000.
It's
so good to be back. I wasn't here last week. I went to my school for the blind, sort of alumni day, and we had to leave early in the morning, so I missed your show.
That must be a lot of fun to go to a reunion for that and to see folks.
They opened the bowling alley for us, gave us a tour of the campus. It's down on, Belfield Street there, and they did a lot of remodeling, so it was really nice. They gave us a tour. We had good food to eat. We had bowling. We played bingo. We visited. I did a little exhibit booth for them. You know, we had a fun day.
Oh, that sounds good. I've been to that school a number of times, and I know there were some amazing dart teams associated with the school, and I don't know if that's still popular amongst folks there.
I'm no good at it.
That's something I knew a number of people that pretty much were champions on that team.
My math teacher was sort of the dark man. You know, he coached us in doing it, but I was never any good, and I wasn't any good at math either, so he probably thought I was a no good for nothing. No, he was a good guy.
Well, you were able to come up with this, and, a number of people came up with it, but not that many. So, and you came up with it early too. What is that the sound of?
Okay, that is the sound of, they'd say in the vernacular, shucking corn. You know, tearing off that, covering on the corn, the husk. I don't know where they got shucking corn, but.
Yes, shucking corn.
Nice Memorial Day sound, although we get our better corn, I think, later in the summer. We get that nice, tender shoe peg corn in the summer.
Yeah, it's a little early for corn. But, all of these guesses that had to do with packaging, corn husks, kind of nature's own packaging. It sounds it's about the same kind of sound, isn't it?
Yes, and I was thinking packing tape and cellophane and saran wrap earlier, but then I turned up the radio, and that last part, that last leg of the sound is definitely the sound of a husk. The cellophane doesn't quite make that same sound, but it is very close.
Yes, it can be. And sometimes listening over the radio adds some degree of difficulty too, but you got it, which is wonderful. So
thank you.
A charge to you, and we had some other correct answers that I mentioned, and it's nice to have so many people playing along today.
Well, I hope you have a happy Memorial Day.
You too.
And, you know, great weekend. I have to finish doing some more schoolwork and cleaning, but I made up my mind I'm going to make some relaxation a part of my weekend.
Oh, that's wonderful. And here's to staying awake while grading.
Yeah.
If you must grade, don't sleep.
Right.
Thanks, Carla.
You know, I'm only there allowed to fall asleep in my classes.
Congratulations. Take care. And Linda also came up with the correct answer, as did Charlie, who I believe is in Fredericksburg, but he might be visiting this weekend. Carrie up in Oil City got the correct answer, as did Aline in Maine. And Wifey Poo, by way of Pudge, came up with the correct answer. Nice to have you with us. Brian has it. Linda had a guess of opening a package of hot dogs for the holidays. That's a great guess. And I mentioned Ross and Glenshaw has the correct answer. Sharon has it, and also a correct answer from Tommy in North Chesterfield and a few others. I want to be sure I mention everybody. And Rich in Edinburgh also got it. And I think I've got almost everybody. I've got a few more to mention. Can you hear me scrolling through? Lots and lots and lots of guesses. Jess in Mount Lebanon got the correct answer. Bill in Homer City also got it, as did Brian in Munhall. And I'll check Facebook in just a moment. Congratulations if you came up with husking corn.
Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, down in the kitchen. Been an old cook just reading and pitching. Yes, sir. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the damage on. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the damage on. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the damage on. Fare thee well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir. Again, I ain't had a drink since the Lord knows when. Yeah, yes, sir. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the damage on. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the damage on. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the damage on. Fare thee well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Preachers in the pulpit taking in the money, children in
hive taking in the honey. Old man Sally just jumping for joy. Happiest lot of people that ever I saw.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Dammy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Dammy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Dammy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Coming and the children are crying. Beaches all are coming and the children are crying. Chicken heads are ringing and the two males flying.
Yes, yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Dammy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Dammy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Dammy John. Fare thee well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Okay, who was saying bring along a Porta John? Anybody? Yes, we hear you sometimes. That is Jerry Garcia and David Crispin, and it was nice to hear from some listeners in Slippery Rock, some brigadiers in Slippery Rock who enjoyed that song so much. We are going to be playing our Afterthoughts game in just a moment, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. You know, it's hard to just have one ear of corn, so why not just have one more?
Train to the edge of town. There's a new farmer's market with trucks and trailers and tamales and a clown. Mommy and daddy and sister too. It's a hot summer blue sky afternoon. Now you pick out the carrots, pick out the beans from the farmer and his daughter and a worker named Gene. If the farmer's got the corn and he says it's sweet and he picked it this morning, then you're in for a treat. When you get home, it's corn tonight. Here's a crazy little recipe for cooking it right. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Well, let's go. Bring it to a boil, put the corn in the pot. Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Leave it in the pot for a minute or two. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Corn is good for you. Corn. Green corn. Red corn. Blue corn. Little bitty corn. Great big corn. Corn, corn. Corn is good for you.
Do you think there's an American Corn Association? Yes, the National Corn Growers Association exists. They're in Missouri.
Corn! Corn is good for you. A-hoo-hoo, a-hoo-hoo.
And there's also the American Corn Growers Association. There's quite, why am I not surprised? Quite a lot. The PA Corn Growers Association. You see, it's more, if you were a fan of Green Acres, it's more than Hank Kimball out there as the county agent giving advice on, you know, soil additives and adjustments. There's entire associations devoted to helping folks grow corn. Not to sound like I'm making light of that at all. Corn's a pretty important crop.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to play Afterthoughts. Can you tell us what one word naturally follows these three? Air, up, and fork. Air, up, and fork. One word comes after those three. And if you think you know what the word is, we would love to have you join us and be on the radio with us.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Working on a ship we may never sail on. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on, but we're gonna build it anyway. Sojourner Truth said, ain't I a woman? Ship gonna sail someday. Mother Jones said, no child labor. Ship gonna sail someday. Eugene Debs said, no more prisons. Ship gonna sail someday. And Joe Hill said, don't mourn, organize. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail alone. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail alone, but we're gonna build it anyway. Mother Blue said, sit down, ship gonna sail someday. Paul Robeson said, I won't stop singing. Ship gonna sail someday. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. Ship gonna sail someday. Malcolm X said, power to the people. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail alone. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail alone, but we're gonna build it anyway. Dorothy Day said, swords into plowshares. Ship gonna sail someday. Cesar Chavez said, viva la huelga. Ship gonna sail someday. Judy Berry said, no more compromise. Ship gonna sail someday. Phil Berrigan said, no more atom bombs. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on. Ship
gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on, but we're gonna build it anyway. Now they're all gone, but we're still building. Ship's gonna sail someday. That ship's gonna sail to peace and justice. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on. Ship's gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on. But we're gonna build it anyway. We're gonna build it anyway. We're gonna build it anyway.
Song by the great Utah Phillips here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I'll give you a few more clues if you're having trouble coming up with the correct answers. Or answer, I should say. A lot of correct guesses and a few incorrect ones. We're looking for the word that follows air, up, and fork. Air, up, and fork. One simple word follows those. We could add weight and shop to the list. Wait and shop. And we could add chair as another clue. Let's see how folks are doing. Tommy suggests adding face in addition to the two I just gave. John and Addie just came up with the correct answer. John in Economy Borough got it. Jim in Crafton Heights suggested adding scissor. That's a great addition. A little obscure, but a great one. Bruce and Ingram has the correct answer. Susan has it. Charlie in Fredericksburg has the correct answer. Jesse Point Breeze had a guess of stream. Not that. Galen Stanton Heights has the correct answer. And I think that gets us up to date with guesses coming in. Oh, here come a few more. Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania has it, as does Mike in Mars. 412-200-5975. We'll give you the answer in a moment. We're looking for the word that follows air, up, and fork. We could also add as clues wait, shop, chair, or face. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. I hope we will get a chance to hear from you as we play Afterthoughts together. There are a lot of songs that I want to try to play for Memorial Day weekend, and it's been so busy this morning that I haven't had a chance to get to some of them. There are also some songs that I'd like to be sure we play at least one in honor of Bob Dylan's birthday. That is today.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a change.
Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
Don't criticize what you can't understand.
Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. The line is drawn, it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a wherever you are.
Yeager and Reed at the Saturday Light Brigade, and another interpretation of a Bob Dylan song coming up. The gym in Crafton Heights mentions that as part of work, he's operated a fork, scissor, and boom lift. That's the word we were looking for, lift. Brian came up with the correct answer just moments ago. And the McDonald's. Karen and Ed came up with the correct answer. They are listening on WKYWLP in Kaiser, West Virginia. They have lift as the correct answer. Rick in Highland Park also just came up with lift. And I think I've mentioned all of the other correct answers that came in. Ski lift, facelift, shoplift, uplift, weightlift, forklift, airlift. The only one that I had that we didn't give you was ski lift. I thought that might give it away, but lift, the word we were looking for. Here's a nice version of this song that I think you'll know. Muriann Bradley.
Well, you know, you say don't want to Go ahead and rest. The sun
the Yellow Room Gang with a song called Memorial Day. We'll have another song from our Memorial Day collection coming up at the top of the hour here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Birthday time today, May 24th. One birthday, Nades of West Homestead. Happy birthday to you from Brother Ben and family. On May 25th, Amy of O'Hara from John and Mike and James of Carnegie. And we also would like to remember Brendan Foley, born on May 25th. Brendan, a big fan of the Saturday Light Brigade, who listened during all of his young life. We still miss Brendan. Happy birthday on Monday to Christian from Dana, Marty, and Harris. Michael of Bear Rocks from Elizabeth and Jessica. Noah of Mount Lebanon.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And I believe Kaylee of Mars from Ken, Mom, Georgine, Connor, and Derek. Also Julia of Shady Sod from Mom, Abigail, and Michael. Happy birthday on the 26th to twins Bryn and Jimmy of the North Side from Kyla, Liam, and your whole family. On May 27th, Ava of Crafton from Mom, Dad, and Owen. On Wednesday, the 28th, happy birthday to Ethan. Also to Evan of Indiana from David and Lisa. Jordan of Squirrel Hill from your family. And Ward of Mon Hall from your family. On May 29th, we have John of Oakdale. Carter of Oakmont from Mom, Dad, and Lauren. Rebecca from Naomi. Happy birthday as well to Stuart of Carnegie from Bonnie and Gary in North Versailles. And Joey of Beaver, Pennsylvania for Mom, Dad, and Vinny. Happy birthday on May 30th to Peter of Point Breeze. And Susan in Forest Hills from daughters Katie and Jenny and husband Michael. Tom and Denise in North Versailles have a wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary to the two of you. And happy birthday to Jan of Bellevue,